Good morning. It's March 21st, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. SpaceX is gearing up for a pivotal resupply mission to the International Space Station this Thursday, promising not just vital supplies, but a leap in scientific research. From the historic launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida, the Falcon 9 rocket embarks on a journey, marking the return of cargo missions from Space Launch Complex 40 after a four-year hiatus. The uncrewed SpaceX Cargo Dragon is set to deliver more than 6,000 pounds of supplies, food, and cutting-edge research equipment. Among the cargo are experiments aimed at unraveling the mysteries of age-related diseases, mental health, and innovative technology for Earth observation. This mission is a treasure trove for science, with new investigations into how microgravity affects everything from solar cell efficiency and plant genetics to cellular microbiology and material science. Following its ascent, the Falcon 9 booster will make its return to Earth, targeting a precision landing at Landing Zone 1. Meanwhile, the Cargo Dragon is scheduled for a rendezvous with the ISS on Saturday, March 23rd. This mission also celebrates the completion of the new launch tower at SLC 40, a testament to the strides being made in the space industry. With the weather looking up, boasting an 85% chance of favorable launch conditions, the stage is set for a successful mission. However, should Thursday's attempt be thwarted, the backup window on Friday faces a less optimistic forecast, underscoring the critical nature of seizing the moment for this significant leap forward in space exploration and scientific discovery. In a groundbreaking study that could change the course of HIV treatment, researchers at the University of Amsterdam's Amsterdam UMC have made a significant breakthrough using CRISPR/CA's technology. This innovative approach has shown the potential to completely remove HIV from infected cells, marking a notable advancement in the fight against this persistent virus. The team utilized the Nobel Prize-winning CRISPR-Cas tool, renowned for its precision in cutting DNA at specific locations. Their research demonstrated the ability to not only delete HIV from cells, but also target the elusive, hidden HIV reservoir cells. This is particularly promising as it addresses one of the major challenges in HIV treatment: the virus's ability to lie dormant and evade current therapies. The study's success lies in its focus on conserved HIV sequences, parts of the virus that remain unchanged across different variants. This strategy could pave the way for a broad-spectrum therapy capable of combating multiple HIV strains simultaneously. However, the researchers caution that this is just the beginning. More research is needed to translate these findings into a practical treatment option, and current antiviral drugs will continue to play a crucial role in managing HIV. Despite these challenges, the potential of CRISPR/CA's 9 technology extends beyond HIV. The Amsterdam UMC team is optimistic about its application in treating other viral diseases. Their next goal is to refine the delivery methods for the CRISPR/CA's 9 system to effectively target a large portion of HIV reservoirs in the body. In a related development, researchers at the San Rafael Scientific Institute have harnessed CRISPR-Cas9 to repair the RAG1 gene in immune cell progenitors from patients with severe combined immunodeficiency, SCID. This approach has shown promising results in restoring immune function in SCID model mice, indicating another potential milestone in gene editing for medical treatment. While these findings represent significant strides in medical research, the journey from the lab to the clinic is long and complex. Both teams emphasize the need for further research to ensure the safety and effectiveness of these potential treatments. Nevertheless, the advancements in CRISPR technology offer a glimpse of hope for those affected by HIV and other challenging conditions. In a remarkable testament to the power of perseverance and intellectual curiosity, Michel Talleyrand, a distinguished French mathematician, has been honored with the 2024 Abel Prize. This accolade celebrates his pioneering contributions to probability and functional analysis, areas of mathematics that underpin many modern technologies and scientific advancements. Michel Talleyrand's work has revolutionized the understanding of Gaussian processes, a concept now integral to weather forecasting and the development of linguistic models. His research delves into the behavior of extreme random systems and the creation of mathematical tools for analyzing systems with inherent, yet predictable, randomness. This blend of theoretical insight and practical application showcases the breadth of Talleyrand's impact on the field. In an extraordinary gesture of giving back to the mathematical community, Talleyrand has decided to donate his prize money of 7.5 million Norwegian crowns to establish a foundation dedicated to celebrating and advancing mathematical achievements. This move not only highlights his generosity, but also his commitment to fostering future innovations in mathematics. Despite facing significant personal challenges, including learning difficulties and memory issues, Talleyrand's journey underscores the importance of resilience and a deep focus on fundamental principles. His approach to mathematics, as a realm of simplicity and clarity, has inspired many in the field. Moreover, his early struggles with eye problems inadvertently steered him towards a profound engagement with mathematics, proving that obstacles can lead to unexpected pathways to success. Talleyrand's advice to aspiring mathematicians to embrace simplicity and not fear failure speaks volumes about his philosophy towards mathematical research and learning. His achievements and outlook offer invaluable lessons on the importance of persistence, the power of understanding basic concepts, and the transformative potential of mathematics. As the fifth French recipient of the Abel Prize since its inception in 2003, Talleyrand's legacy is a beacon for current and future generations in the mathematical sciences. In a stunning revelation from the depths of history, archaeologists have unearthed what is now considered the best-preserved Bronze Age settlement in Britain at Must Farm near Peterborough, England, dating back to 850 BC. This discovery, often likened to the Pompeii of the Fens, provides an unprecedented window into life over 3,000 years ago. Built on stilts over water, the settlement met a dramatic end through a catastrophic fire, causing the buildings to collapse into the river below. This disaster, however, serendipitously preserved the artifacts in remarkable condition, offering archaeologists a treasure trove of information. The excavation revealed nearly 200 wooden objects, over 150 fiber and textile items, 128 pottery vessels, and more than 90 pieces of metalwork. Among these finds were also personal items, such as exotic glass beads and intricately decorated textiles, painting a vivid picture of the community's daily life and craftsmanship. The analysis of biological remains has shed light on the diet of the Bronze Age community, revealing a varied menu that included meaty stews, dumplings, bread, and a variety of meats, with a special mention of honey-glazed venison. This evidence of culinary diversity challenges our previous notions of Bronze Age society, suggesting a community with a potentially less hierarchical structure than previously thought. These groundbreaking discoveries are set to be showcased in an upcoming exhibition at the Peterborough Museum and Art Gallery, starting April 27, 2024. This exhibition promises to offer a unique glimpse into the lives of our ancestors, broadening our understanding of the Bronze Age in Britain. Imagine uncovering a window into the ancient Amazon, revealing a world where giant river dolphins once roamed. That's exactly what paleontologists at the University of Zurich have done, discovering a fossilized skull of a new species of giant river dolphin, Pebanista yacaruna, in the murky waters of Peru's Amazonian rivers. This 16-million-year-old species, measuring up to 3.5 meters in length, was a master of adaptation, fully embracing freshwater life and utilizing echolocation to navigate and hunt in the dense, murky waters. The extinction of P. yacaruna, approximately 11 to 12 million years ago, coincides with a significant ecological shift. This period marked the transformation of a vast mega-wetland system into what we now recognize as the modern Amazon River. This discovery not only sheds light on the ancient history of the Amazon and its unique wildlife, but also provides critical insights into the evolution of Amazon River dolphins and the prehistoric environment they thrived in. Published in the journal Science Advances, This research emphasizes the precarious situation of today's river dolphins, all of which face the threat of extinction within the next 20 to 40 years due to urban development, pollution, and mining. This discovery serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of river ecosystems and the urgent need to protect the biodiversity that remains. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.